This is The Catch-Up on Hit. With Flick
and Tim. School concerts. Do you remember your primary school concerts, Tim? Did you do shows or just like showcases where every class did a song? Or
I remember them very vividly. In particular, I remember year five, I think it was, when we put on a mini production of Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, nice.
I auditioned for, I wanted to be Lumiere, the candlestick.
Obviously, good major role.
Didn't get it. In the end, got Fork in row two.
Excellent.
Which
highly sought after.
It was a big cardboard cutout as well of a fork with a face hole in it.
Oh, recognisable instantly. That's Tim Rubin, they said.
When you're in row two as well, because the forks were quite high, so really no one could see any of the forks in row two. There was row one and then just a bunch of spiky tops of forks.
Like actual cutlery, the stuff up at the back never gets seen.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's your childhood memory of being in school productions. When my mum showed me a video the other night of my nephew, Liam, in his production for school.
What was it? What production?
Well, this is a thing. It wasn't necessarily a show. They just, each year level does a song and they just perform a dance routine to a song.
Do they sing or they just dance?
Yeah, they sing along and I can't even remember what song
it
was.
Cute.
It was cute. It was very cute. But it's just...
What is he? Seven? Is he?
No, Liam's nine.
Oh, he's nine.
Nine,
okay.
Going on 10 this year. Yeah, yeah. He's about to turn 10 next month, actually. And so it's really, really, like, it's not his... He doesn't, you know, do performing arts outside of school.
Man,
that's
singing and dancing is hard.
Yeah, I mean, he nailed it and it was fabulous. But there was one thing, as I was watching the video, that all these kids up on stage, right?
Yeah.
I was watching them and they could wear like their sports uniform for it. I'm not sure why. They were encouraged to wear.
They're not in costume.
No. It was just a dance and a sing along. So I don't even think this is the full production. But the point is, they were allowed to wear their sports uniform. Half of the kids on stage, including my nephew, and it's a cold winter's night in Victoria.
This is nighttime.
This is a nighttime show. It started at 6:30, I know that much. Half of the kids on stage were wearing shorts on an August night in a school production. Now, I know you're thinking, oh, but, you know, they're up and about, they're dancing. Not, well, it's not as strenuous. It's not as rigorous a dance as would require you to be wearing shorts.
This is, it's not Justin Timberlake. This is like step right, step left.
Yeah, step right, clap your hands, move forward. Yeah, arms, maybe arm movement. Like, it wasn't.
They've all gone for the shorts.
They went, well, 50% I'd say went for shorts. That is too many.
That's a bold move.
It made me cold watching the production.
So did you worry for them?
I always worry for them. But then again, I forget what it was like to be a kid as well. But I see this around town all the time.
Mm-hmm.
People in shorts, people in thongs, T-shirts, singlets even, in the middle of winter.
I saw a bloke in thongs last night. I was rugged up. He was in thongs.
You could tell their feet are purple, but for some reason they don't feel it.
They're cool with it.
So 13, 12, 16, you might live with someone that fits into this category, or you might be that person who doesn't feel the cold. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Explain to me what their day-to-day winter ritual is, because it just confuses me no end.
Yeah, we've got to find out what's going on behind this. Maybe it's a dietary thing. Maybe it's genetic.
13, 12, 16. Who doesn't feel the cold?
Yeah, we've got Joanne on the line. Joanne, do you not feel the cold?
Not really, no. But in saying that, I've just driven past three kids in shorts and T-shirts on their way to school.
No.
Yes.
You're listening, children. Jumper. Yeah. Keep your kidneys warm.
What's the weather, Flick? You did the weather just before.
Yeah,
what
not
are we
too
at?
Bad.
Like seven?
It's at seven at the moment.
Seven
so
is,
it's not
is
too
more
bad
than shorts and T-shirt weather, though.
It's Yeah, that's
it's
not
It's jumper weather.
So tell me, Joanne, you don't feel the cold. Would you wear thongs in winter?
Well, I'm that person at work that everyone's saying, oh, my God, can someone turn the heater up? Can someone turn the heater up? And I'm sitting there going, please don't. And I turn my fan on. And I don't know how many times the girl who sits next to me goes, oh, my God, can you turn that off? I'm getting cold.
I'm freezing. Someone might be a little bit of an ice queen by the sounds of it. You like it cold.
Well, that's the thing, though. I don't really like the cold. I don't enjoy the cold. But once I'm sort of at work and, you know, I sit there and I get that hot and sweaty and everyone's sitting there freezing and it's like, seriously, can someone turn the heat off?
You've got your own temperature zone.
There
right.
We go. All right. There we go. We found a Central Victorian who doesn't feel the cold.
Let's keep the calls coming. We've got Jonathan on the line. Jonathan, you don't feel the cold?
No, mate, I don't.
Prove it.
Yeah, give us an example.
Well, I know I can think of a dozen situations where I've been with people and I've been sitting there in shorts and a T-shirt and everybody's sitting around me going, looking at me going, aren't you cold? And no, I just don't feel it. I don't know what to say.
Jonathan, I'm going to say something right now to you that I've never said to another man on the phone, but what are you wearing?
I will admit right now I'm wearing long pants and a shirt, but that's not usual for me.
Do you own a jumper, Jonathan?
No, I don't.
What?
No way.
No, I don't.
You don't own
None
a jumper?
Fit me anyway.
No, that's unbelievable.
I'm baffled.
I'm really baffled. And you live in Bendigo, right, Jonathan?
I live in Castle Mayne.
Even colder.
Yeah, pretty much.
Even colder. Jonathan, okay, you could be the least feeling the coldest person in central Victoria.
Know, we didn't even know the title yet, but Jonathan, we're going to hang on to your number.
Yeah, we're keeping this.
We want to see if we can find... Let's keep it coming. Yeah. Do you not feel the cold?
Give us
can
a
you
call.
Beat Jonathan? Doesn't own a jumper. We've got Harry on the line. Harry, do you not feel the cold, mate?
No, I have not worn a T-shirt and shorts for about 3 years now, and I was jumping the pool in the middle of winter.
What?
Wait, hold on. You said you haven't worn a T-shirt and shorts. Are you saying you only wear a T-shirt and shorts?
Yeah, I only wear T-shirts and shorts.
Are you wearing T-shirt and shorts to school right now?
Yep.
That's crazy.
How do Mum and Dad feel about that?
They're fine.
They're used to it after 3 years. Do you ever wear a jumper? Is there ever a time where you might wear a jumper?
No.
What are you talking? What do you mean? It's so cold. Like, when you go out at night, if your parents, I mean, you're a kid, but if your parents take you out at night, it's cold at night.
I would wear a T-shirt.
A T-shirt.
I hate that I'm being outmanned by, like, a 10-year-old. How old are you, Harry?
I'm 9.
9 years old.
Stay strong, mate. You'll get to an age, I reckon you'll get to an age where you start feeling the cold, but you've been doing this for 3 years now, Harry.
Yeah.
It's got to be a record, mate. It's got to be a record.
He said that he jumps in the pool. When did you last jump in a pool, Harry?
Probably about... 2 months ago.
Oh, that was cold. That's cold.
June.
Harry, you're a daredevil. You're like Bear Grylls of Central Victoria. I love it.
I'm keeping these people's phone numbers, by the way. Yeah. I don't know if we can do something about this. Maybe some type of cold off.
Cold off. Thanks for the call, Harry. Don't go changing.
Yeah, if we were to have a cold off, Harry, I don't know what that would even look like, but would you be keen?
Pardon?
Yes, you would, Harry.
All right, let's
see.
Yes,
you would.
We're going to come up with something. I want to find the person who feels the least cold.
I'm not making any kids jump into pools in the middle of winter, though. That's too much.
You don't have to do it. I'll do it. I'll make the kid. I'll push him in.
No.